We are in Daf Ches Hamed Aleph, the bottom of the Amid. Four lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav. Chasanim min haminyin ve'ein aveilim min haminyin. So Rashi says, Chasanim min haminyin lekamen beforish lemay hilchasem. Lagabi, what halachas are we speaking that chasanim min haminyin bein aveilim min haminyin? Meisvei, we learned a baraisa that says, not like that, chasanim va'aveilim min haminyin. So the Gemara asks, masnisa koromis alei derav, what is the whole calamity? You're asking a stira from a baraisa and rav? Rav tano hu polik. Rav is a Tane, and he's chaylik on this baraisa. He holds chasanim he holds aveilim is min haminyan. Eina min haminyan. The baraisa says aveilim min haminyan. So it's no kasha on Rav. Itma, Omar Rab Yitzrok, Omar Rab Yechanin, chasanim min haminyan, ve'ein aveilim min haminyim. Meisvei, now in Rabbi Yechna we asked this kashi, we learned chasanim va'aveilim min haminyim. And we'll see Taisvei says Rabbi Yechna was not a Tane, so Rabbi Yechna could not be chaylik on the Baraisa. Here the Baraisa says aveilim min haminyim, and Rabbi Yechna personally says aveilim ein min haminyim, ein aveilim min haminyim. The Gemara answers as follows. Kisanya ahi bebirchas hamosim. That the Baraisa that says aveilim min haminyan is speaking about bebirchas hamosim. Ki koma Rab Yochanan b'shulim. Now let us see Rashi. Bebirchas hamosim litztarif legimel lezamen olo by birchas hamosim. That he can come mitzurev to be one of the three, lezamen olov, son ovul can be mitztarev lezimon. That's what the Baraisa is saying, aveilim min haminyim. Shereihu chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvitz. An ovul is chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvitz. He can be mitztarev lezimon. Now what Rabbi Yochanan says, ein aveilim min haminyim, is speaking about something else. Bishure. He's speaking about Bishure. What's Bishure? So Rashi says, K'shayuchoyzrim min ha-kever, when they came back from the kever after the kvure, ho-yo-oysin shure soviv ha-ovel l'nachmoy. So they made a shure around the ovel to be menachem him. U-moyshivin oysoy, and here there's a girse al ha-oretz, and they sat him down al ha-oretz, v'hein oimdim soviv. There was a nichum of a rabbin. Vamrinim b'sanhedrin ein shure poches miyut. That the shure of Menachem you have to have, in order when you make a shure, there to be yud anoshim. So memele, so Rabbi Yochanan said, you need a shure of Menachem. Now a shure of Menachem, so the oval cannot be, he's a misnachem. He's not a Menachem. So Memele, he can become Mitzurev in these 10. So the Baraisa is speaking about Zimun, and Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about Shure, and Shalom Ali Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Ve'elo honda omer Rabbi Yitzchak omer Rabbi Yochanan, mevorchen birchas chasanim ba'asore, v'chasanim min haminyin, u'birchas aveilim ba'asore, now, we have another member of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, here he's speaking about broches. Before you can tell me, Rabbi Yochanan did not mention exactly what he's speaking about. He said, ein aveilim in a minyan. I don't know what he's speaking about. So you tell me he's speaking about shure. But I have another member of Rabbi Yochanan. Here he's speaking about broches. And here he says, ubirchas aveilim basore, ve'ein aveilim in a minyan. So you see, he's not speaking about the shure. Broche b'shure meike. There's no broche by the shure. There's a nichum. So memele. So now we have again a kasha. So what is Rabbi Yochanan speaking about? What is the Baraisa speaking about? So the Gemara says no. Elo ki koma Rabbi Yochanan b'chovo. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about b'chovo. So what does Rashi say? B'chovo. B'chovo, this was the square, the marketplace of the city. K'shemevarin esa'ovu suda rishoyne mishel acherim. The first suda that the oval eats is not permitted to be from his own food. It has to be mishel acherim. K'damrinen b'moyit kotl. Hoyemevarin oisoy b'chovo. So it seems this first suda was in the square of the city. And by this Sudas Havro, they made Birchas Aveilim, Kedemaforish Lakamei, Boruch Menachem Aveilim. There was a whole multitude of broches that were made then and there, by the Sudas Havro. And one of these broches was Boruch Menachem Aveilim. So you have to have 10 people to say Boruch Menachem Aveilim. So the oval cannot be mitzurif. We're making a broche to the oval. So the oval cannot be one of the 10. So now we know that Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about the Rechove. He's speaking about the Rechove and the Sudas Havro that was by the Rechove. And one of the broches that was made then was a broche to be Menachem Aveilim, so you need 10 people who are not Aveilim to make this broche. Frek the Gemara, I have another kasha. I have another member of Rabbi Yochanan. Velo ho da oma Rabbi Yitzchak oma Rabbi Yochanan, mevorchen birchas chasanim ba'asore kol shive, v'chasanim min aminyim, u'birchas Aveilim ba'asore kol shivo. Now we're speaking about a birchas aveilim, which is said all 7 days. Now you told me before that Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about by the birchas horechove. Now this was the first sude that was given to the oval after the kvure. So this sude, there was broche said. Fine. That's birchas horechove. But this was once. Now, here we see Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about Kol Shiva. There's no Rechove. There's no Sudas Havro Kol Shiva. What's that Kol Shiva? So the Gemara says, that's the most kasha. Birchas Rechove Kol Shiva Meike. The Gemara says, yeah. Mashkachis lo beponim chadoshis. So the Miri explains when new people who were as yet not mishtatef in the tzar of the oval, they came, they made another Suda Savro. When the new people came, they made another Suda Savro. So these broches were repeated then again. So you could have these broches kol shivet. Now one of these broches is a broche to be menachem the oval. So you need 10 people besides the oval. Now, so the Gemara brings a maisa that we see that there's an inyan of ponim chadoshes, and you make again these broches. Ki hod ravchiye bar abe, others are geyos bar abe, makri b'nei derish loki shabe. Ravchiye bar abe was a melamed tenoikis. He taught tenach to the children of Resh Lakish. Ba'omri lo masni berei deresh lokish habe. He taught Mishnayis to the children of Resh Lakish. Shochev le yinuke. So Nebuch, he lost a child. Yoy mekame lo oza legabe. The first day Resh Lakish did not go to be Menachem of. Lamocho, the second day, dabrei li Yehude ba Nachmeni miturgemone. He took along with him, Resh Lakish took along with him his Meturgimin. And we'll see the Meturgimin said broches. He said Hakdomis to the Brochus, and he said Brochus. And these are the Brochus what are said by the Sudas Avro. And they said Kol Shive. This was said, Resh Lakish was upon them Chadoshes. So these Brochus were said another time. Omalei. So Resh Lakish told his Metulgimin, Kum Eima Milse Kol Kove Yenuke. Say something, Lekoved, the tinnik that was nifter. Ashi says, Oma leilet metul gemonei, kol kovel yenuke leneged amoure, dvorim nechumim al mises hayelet. Say dvorim nechumim al mises hayelet. Say. Posach v'oma. So he started darshening a posik. Vayar Hashem vayinotz, Mikas, Bonov, Ubnoisov. Der Shaovais Menatsim Lakodish Borhu. A der that the Ovais are Maches, the Rabbinish Loilom, is Koyes Albineim Valbineisayim, Umesim Kshem Ktane. Amir de Kazach is saying something to be Menachem the Oval. He's saying something which is very, very rochik from Nichum. He's saying that the children die when the parents are machas the Rabbeinu Shloil. V'ike d'amri, others say that it wasn't a small child that died, it was a bocher that died. V'ike d'amri bocher habe. Nidash in the different posik. V'hochi kom alei. Al kein al bachurov lo yismach Hashem. Ves yisoymov, ves almenoysov lo yirachem. The Rebbeinu Shel will not have rachmonis. Ki kuloi chonaf, the ol chanofim, umeira, the ol rishoyim. Vechol pe doiver nevolo, and every mouth says divrei nevolo. Vechol zois, lo yishov apoi, vaoid yodoi netuya. Mai va'oid yodei netuya, Omar Rab Chanon Barav, hakol yoidim kala loma nichnesa lachupe. Everyone knows the purpose of a chupe. Elo, kol aminabel piv, umoitzi dvar nevona mipiv, afilo nechtam lo igzar dinoi shol shivim shona letoiva nepach olav lero. So that's pshat, if we learn that from this posik, kol pe doiver nevolo, that afilu, it was nigzar, and this person, he should have shivim shona letoiv, is for nivul pe, it's necht nepach olav lero. So the Gemara says, ashrek lechem aise, osa lenechumi, he's coming to be menachem, Ravchiya Barade, and Tsuyuri come Mitzayr, he's been Mitzayrim, he's saying, either the fault is in the parents, or the Bochrim, or the people who speak Nivul Peh. What happened over here? Emphat the Gemore, Hochi Komalei, Choshev At, Latfusei Ador. He said, this is the Matzav of the Doer. And you and your son are choshev to be nitvas on the door. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, vayar Hashem, me osu ovis. Rabbeinu Shlom saw what the ovis had done. Vayinatz mika shechisuhu. They were machis to Rabbeinu Shlom. Vigol moloi lifkoi lal b'neim u b'nei seyem. V'iz da'amri loitiniko yohameis. It wasn't a tinik ala bochoroyim. Was a bocha. Vahachka oma al bachura yismach Hashem shel ayin shone. The filog zardin shel ayin shone letoiv is nepach lero. Vaoid dorish kemoi vaed or the vaad vaad eiloma yishel odom. Till eiloma yishel odom shein ayin shone. The Mishnah is saying the Bem Shivim Shana, that's a girse. Until the Oilomoy Shel Odom, Netuya nepechas mitoiv lara. So the Gemara asked, Osol nechumei, you're coming to be menachem, zu urei mitzaira, you're being mitzaira, bit me. Moichiach al ponov, you're telling him in his face, bishvil avoinoi meis benoi? So the Gemara says, no, he told him, choshuv at laatfusei adore. Choshuv ato lamailo letoif soch, ואזבונחו באבוין הדר. תקיימולון, בזמן שצדיקים בדר, צדיקים נתפוסם על הדר, שנמה וממקדושי תוכלו. There's a מוירדיקה מייסה that is related. The חופץ חיים had a son-in-law, רב הירש, who was a אדם גודל מיועד, and Rav Hirsch was nifta at a very young age. And the Rebbetzin asked the Chofetz Chaim, there was no other Rishoyim in the world that could die. Rav Hirsch had to die? What is pshat in this? So the Chofetz Chaim said, you don't understand. It was either three quarters of the Kiloyin of the world, or Rav Hirsch. Rabbi Shalom held it's better that Rab Hirsch should be taken away and the world should remain in existence. The Teres Chaim in Mesechtes Chulin explains this halacha. He explains as follows, that Rashi brings down in the beginning of Bereishis that the Rabbi Shalom wanted to create the world b'midas hadin. He saw that the world will not have a kiyum, is shitef imay midas harachmen. So the Teres Chaim explains this means as follows. This means that half of the world is nidin b'midas adin. B'midas adin is bitter, and half of the world is nidin b'midas harachmen. Now, the tzaddik who is shokul, like half of the world, is equivalent to half of the world. So he suffers the Midas Adin. So the Midas Adin is on him. The rest of the world is Nitzvah, because they need them be Midas Arachman. That is Lachay Reb Shad, Tzadikim Nitfosem Al Hadar. That means the Oynish that is coming to the Deir Alpi Midas Adin, the Tzadikim Asayvel this. So he told him, he said, you should realize who you are and why this occurred, that you are Nitfas and the Avoin Adir. Omalei. So now Reish Lakish told him, Etulgimen, Kum Eimo Milse Kineged Shvocha Yishalakodish Borchu. Say a broche keneged shvachi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Posach va'omar. Hokel ha-godel b'roiv godloi. Adir v'chozok b'roiv neirois. Mechayim meisim b'mamore. Ois gedoilois adein cheker v'niflois adein misbo. Baruch ato Hashem mechayim ha-meisim. Omale, kum eima milsa keneged aveilim. Say something keneged the aveilim. So he said as follows, posach va'oma, acheinu, hamiyugoyim, hamidukoyim be'evil. Acheinu, our brothers who are tzabrochin, with aveilis, be'evil azet, tnu levavchem lachker ezois. Think why this occurred. Zoisi oimedes la'at. This occurs forever. Nesivu misheshe shimei bereshes. This is a mahalach. From sheshe shimei bereshes, that is an inyan of misa ba'ilam. Rabim shasu. There are many that drank from the kois of Peronius. Rabim yishtu, there are many that will drink from it. K'mishta rishoinim, kach mishta yachoinim. Acheinu, Again, he spoke to the Abelim, Bal Nechomais, Yenachem Eschem, Boruch Menachem Abelim. Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, I wish to disagree with this Nusach. Rabim Shosu Leime. To say Rabim Shosu Mikois Peronius, no, that's true. Nebuch, many people became Abelim. But Rabim Yishtu, but to say, Rabim will drink from this kais, loy leime. Mishta Rishonim leime. This was a mishta that the Rishonim drank from, that you could say. Mishta Achroinim loy leime. But to say, this is a mishta that the Achroinim will also drink from, that you shouldn't say. Da Omar Rab Shimon ben Lokish, Bechein Tona Mishmei da Rab Yosi.
A person should never be peseach piv lesotn. A person should never say that something bad, a peronius, will occur. That's a psiches pelesotn that gives the koyach for the sotn to be mekatrik. Omar Rav Yosef, Maikro, where do we see such an inyan in the posik? Al yiftach piv lesotn. The Pasuk says, Yeshaya Novi had said, Kisdoim oyinu la'amoyro diminu. He said that the matzav of our doyer was like stoim v'amoyro. Maya hadalei. So he was answered, Shimu dvar Hashem ketzine sdoim. So if I cared, you said you're like anshei sdoim, so the Pasuk agreed with this. So it seems he was nenash for saying his daimayinu. It was niskabu this kitruk. So Memele, so Abaye said, a person should never say, ayiftach piv lesotn. Rabim shosu leime, rabim yishtu loy leime. There's a very interesting pshat from the Iyun Yaakov. The Iyun Yaakov wants to explain what is the machlokes between the Meturgimin and Abaye? The Meturgimin Lamaise said Rabim Yishtu, and Abaye said Ayiftach Piv Lesod. So the Inyakev brings down Memison Chazal Ma'irer, there's a stire in Tupsukim. One posuk says, "Ki hanar ben meya shana yomus," that when a person will die, when he's 100 years old, that'll be considered he died very young. So it would seem from this posuk that there'll come a zman when people will have aricha shanim, but some Amela, 100 years old to die, will be called he died as a youngster. Ki anar ben meya shana yomus. But afal pikein, it would seem that people will still continue dying. And there's another posik, bila hamovis lo netzach, that there won't be movis anymore. So there are different tirutzim on this tirut. So others want to say that Ki anar ben meya shana yomus is speaking about Yemois HaMashiach. Yemois HaMashiach, there will also be Misa, but the Ariches Shonim will be much greater, and someone who dies ben meya shana will be anar. Unbila HaMoves Lo Netzach is speaking about Olam Habo. But Abaye held that no, that Bilam Moves Lanetzach is speaking about Yemois HaMashiach. Ki Anar Ben Meyeshon Yomus is also speaking about Yemois HaMashiach. Kan Ba'akum, Kan Ben'Bnei Yisrael. Goyim will have Ariche Shonim, but they'll die eventually. Yidin will be Bilam Moves Lanetzach. So Memele, so the Yenyakiv explains as follows. The Meturgimin held the first Mahalach, that be Yemois HaMashiach, there also will be Misa. So Misa is something we cannot run away from. Ilam Habe, there'll be Bila Hamovis Lonetzach. But we are still on this world. And even though we're Mitzape Bechol Yoim Lebias HaMashiach, but there will also be Misa. So Memele, he just said, Rabim Yishtu, many people will drink from this case, because after Bias HaMashiach, there'll also be Misa. Abaye held that no, that the Posik Bila HaMoves Lo Netzach is speaking about Yemais HaMashiach. So therefore, Abaye held Kivin B'chol Yoim Onu Mechakim Sheyavoy. So Memele, if Mashiach will come now, there won't be Misa anymore. It'll be Bila HaMoves Lo Netzach. So therefore, Abaye said, you should not say Rabim Yishtu. Why should you say Rabim Yishtu? We are hoping Bebiyas HaMashiach, and then there won't be Misa. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, okay, l'hagodil b'roiv gudloi, b'boruch posach, this was a broche. Boruch ato Hashem alakeinu melocha ilom okay l'hagodil. Acheinu hamiyugoyim brochas muchalachavotehi v'chein stures ala seder. There's a whole seder of brochas. Ba'evel hazet nu levavchem lach ker zois shezois say medes la'at shahakil meisim. V'loi tivku yoyser midai. Mishteri shaynim leimer, mishteri shaynim hu. Yeah. Zog to Gemara weiter. Now say a broche connected the people who are Menachem Davelim. Posach v'omar acheinu goyim leichasodim b'nei goyim leichasodim. Hamarzikim, you're coming to be Menachem Davelim. Hamarzikim bevri soy shel avro. Avinu, Yomarzik the Bevis of Avram Avinu, who was a goyim al chesed. Acheinu, Bala Gmul, Yishalim Lochem Gmulchem, Boruch, Ato, Mishalim Agmul. That was the bracha for the Menachem Avela. Omalei Kumei Memilse, Keneged Kol Yisrael. Posach Vomari Boinoi Lomim. Pidei vahatzel malet hoisham chayisrael. Min hadever, min hacherev, min habiza, min hashidof, min hayorkain, mikol mini peronies, hamisrakshois, uvois loilo. Terem nikro vahato sane, boruch ato oitzer hamageifo. So this was the broche that was said for Klal Yisrael. Omar Ule, v'omri lo b'masniseton, others say this was a baraisa. Asore koises tikno chachomim bebeis ha'evil, the 10 koises that Chazal were mesaken to drink bebeis ha'evil. Shloisha koidem achila, 3 koises they gave to the oval to drink before the Suda. Kidei liftoyach as b'nei meyav. Shloisha b'soich achila. 3 cases were given to the oval in the middle of the achila. Kidei lishrois achila shabemeyav. That it should be shoyre the achila, should be able to digest better the achila. That's 26 cases. V'arbo la'acher achila. And 4 cases were given by the bench. Echot kineged hazon. Ve'echad keneged birchas ha'oretz. Ve'echad keneged b'ayni Yerushalayim. Ve'echad keneged ha'toy v'ameitim. We'll see in Rashi by each broche that was said by birchas ha'mozin, they drank a different kais. Then the Gemara says, ha'isifu aleim arbo. They were moisif, another 4 kaises after the benching. Echot keneged chazone hoir, the people who are oisik in kvure and other tzolche rabim, ve'echot keneged parnose hoir, the ashirim who gave from their money for the kvure of the aniyim, ואחד כנגד בית המקדש, ואחד כנגד רבן גמליאל. We'll see later what this Indian was, that they drank a kois kineged Rabban Gamliel. So the Gemara says, so now we were up to 14 koises. Ischilu hoyu shoysin umishtakren. So they started drinking 14 koises, and they became shikr. So that was also not an Indian by an availus to become shikr. Hechziru hadovo liyoshno. So they went back to the previous cheshbon of 10 cases. Frag the Gemara, my Rabban Gamliel, what is the case that was drunk, lekoved Rabban Gamliel? What was the inyan that Rabban Gamliel had done that they drinking a case lekvoidoi? The sanya, we learned in Abarais. Bari shayna hoisa hitza sameis kosha likrayvav yaisa mimisasa. In the beginning, the expenses that were needed for a levaya was more difficult for the krayvim, who on them was mutul da hitza isakvura. So for them, the expenses were more difficult to be saivu than the etzemisa. Achahoyu manich, because there was a lot of expenses that were spent for the tachrichim of the mace. Achahoyu manich, moisayaburchen. They used to go and leave over the mace, and they used to run away. Achaboram gamliel v'noa kalis ba'atzmoi v'tziyu b'chli pishton. Gamliel was noig. It was mezalzel bekvoidoi, that they should be mekaver him bekli pishton with a cheap tachichim. Benogu kolam achav lohitzi bekli pishton. So after this zilzel bekvoidatzme of Rabban Gamliel, so everyone started making a kvure with bekli pishton, with big day pishton. And now the minig is that they are mekaver the mason with canvas, which is worth a dinar. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Bevrisei shel Avram, we made a broche to the Menachem Avelim that they marzik bevrisei shel Avram shegomal chasodim." Avram was a goy mulchesed, achsi vayita eishel roshe teves, achilesh tiyelavoye. Asore koises, they were mesakin to drink 10 koises. What's the inyan? La harbeis loy bishtiye, that the oval should drink a lot. What is the inyan? Kedachsiv tunu sheicha loyveit, viyayin lemori nefesh. It would seem that what Yain is Mesamach, it was one of the purposes of the Simcha was that a person who's a Mal Nefesh, who's an Oyved, he should drink wine to lift up his spirits. So they drank 10 koises, 3 koises koidem achila, shayiragilam lahamshich parperois lefnei sude. They used to, before the Suda, they used to give different types of mezainis, kegoin kisnim, visufgonim, viskeritim, uboisam paparois, mashkin la'ovel gimel koises. That was in the beginning of the Suda. And then later, by the benching, they drank 4 koises. Echad keneged azon, al kol broche shoisa hakois. After they finished each broche, they drank a kois umoizgin lo yacher, and then they were moizig a second kois for the second broche, and all 4 broches. Then later they were moiz of another 4 koises. Kineged chazonei ha'ir, tikna lam broche olo. Fishahoyu shamoshe ha'ir lis asik b'meisim b'shar tzorchei tzibur chedu mesakin a broche for the chazonei ha'ir. Kineged Beis Hamikdash. The third case was Kineged Beis Hamikdash. Tiknu Olav Bichas Nichumim. שינחמנו המוקים בבניוני מאבלינו שאנו מסבלם אולוב קל מייס. And the fourth case was כנגד רם גמליאל לקמה מפורש. And then they saw that when they were drinking 14 cases that they were became shikir. So they brought back the Chzir Oluyoshna, Asara cases, only 10 cases. Now, what did Rabbi Gamliel accomplish? That the Hoytzos HaMeis, Shoy Yukoyvrim Oysoy Bekelem Yikorim. They used to be Mekava the Meis, Lekvoyde Shomeis, with very expensive begodim. Kegoyin Shiroyim, Silk, Osreikos. So Bameil Rabbi Gamliel, when he was nifter, he said that they should cover him with pishta, with linen clothing. Or the betzrei de bar zuze beget kanve she'enei shove elo dina. Now, let us see Taisvis, starting the Davches Omed Aleph. Taisvis Davches Omed Aleph says as follows. Rav Tanohu Upolik. We had heard, Rav had said, that ein aveilim min haminyin, and the Gemara is takasha from the Baraisa. The Baraisa says aveilim min haminyin. So the Gemara says, what's the kasha? Rav Tanu upolik. Later we hear this similar memory from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said ein aveilim min haminyin. There the Gemara also asks takasha from the Baraisa. The Gemara makes an akimta, the Braisa speaking about Bichas Hamoze, and Rabbi Yechon is speaking about the Shure. So let us see Taisus. So Taisus says, Leiboy lishnuye kitanye be Bichas Hamoze and kedemishani Rabbi Yechon. So Taisus says, why do we have to make a machloikis? Let us say the same teres the Gemara says later on Rabbi Yechon. That the Bereis is speaking about Birchas Hamozen, and Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about the Shure. So let's say the same thing. Rav is speaking about the Shure, and then Ein Aveilim in Aminyin, and the Bereis is speaking about Birchas Hamozen. The Nira Loidoichik Lahamid came. This is a Psambod Nekimte. It says Stam. The Noyach Loitveilim at the Polik. So therefore the Gemara wants, why do we have to make a doichik? Let us say Rav was capable to be choylik on a bereise. So the Gemara says Rav is choylik on the bereise. Umide loy koma Rabbi Yochanan tano polik. So why didn't the Gemara say the same shtik toir on Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan is a tano polik. Yesh loy chiyach the Rabbi Yochanan amoyra hoyom. So from this we see Rabbi Yochanan wasn't a Tana, even though he was from the early Amoiroi, he was an Amoire. The Avetane, because if Rabbi Yochanan also had a loch of a Tana, have a Mishani, kid the Mishani Lera, so the Moab would have said the same terrors, Rabbi Yochanan Tana, Polik. Fine. So Memele, so what do we know so far? Rav is a Tana, Rav was Cholik on the Bereise. Rabbi Yochanan was an Amoire, so therefore we have problems. What Rabbi Yochanan do with the Baraisas, we make an Akimte. The Baraisas is speaking about Bichas Amozin. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about the Shure. So Taisves asks, Lochayre, Ve'en Lahakshe, Is Damayle Mishani Rabbi Yochanan, Ano Da Omri Kerab, The Tanu. Why didn't the Gemara answer asking Akasha and Rabbi Yochanan, what did he do with the Baraisa? What's the problem? The Baraisa is not a Dover HaMuskim. Rav is Cholik on the Baraisa. So it could be Rabbi Yochanan Paskins like Rav. So Tosfos answers, the Rabbi Yochanan Loihoya Machzik Rav Ketane. Rabbi Yochanan did not hold that Rav is a Tana, the polygolo bechol duchte. Since we find in many places that Rabbi Yochanan is choylik on Rav, if Rabbi Yochanan would have held Rav is a Tana, she wouldn't have been choylik on him. So Memelo, we see that there was a difference of opinion if Rav was a Tana, if Rav wasn't a Tana. Rav personally held he was a Tana, so therefore Rav could be Chaylik on the Bereise. Rav Yochanan held Rav is not a Tana, therefore Rav Yochanan used to be Chaylik on Rav. There was a different Rabbi Yechonah. There was a Tana. The Sanya Beshili Dinozir, the Kamashir Tvis, the Pirish Rabbi Yechonah. There's a Baraisa that mentioned that there was a Rabbi Yechonah and there was a Tana. I saw in Rabbi Chonon, in Kovet Shiurim, in Baba Basra, Ois Tov Rei Shlamet Gimel, he asks a very interesting Shaila. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra that Rav is Chaylik Antanoi. And the Rashbam says, you know, how could Rav be Chaylik Antanoi? Because Rav Tano who a Polik. Fine. So Rabbi Chonon asks, this halacha, if Rav Tano who a Polik, is a machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan held Rav is not a Tana. Rav held he is a Tana. Al Koponim, we have here a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, is Rav Taka a Tana. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, he's not a Tana. And we have a klal, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, halachik Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, if we'll clear now a shayla, halachically, do we assume Rav is a Tana, yes or no? Halachically, we assume that Rav is not a Tana, because Rabbi Yochanan holds he's not a Tana. So, v'afal pikein, we paskin like Rav when he's chaylik on the Mishnah. So Rabbi Chonon asked Rab Chaim Briske, how does these two things stem? If Rabbi Yochanan holds he's not a Tana, Rabbi Yochanan holds he's a Moire, so how do we paskin like Rav when Rav is chaylik on the Mishnah? So Rab Chaim Briske told him as follows. There is no klal that an Amoyre cannot be chaylik on a Tana. There's no such thing. An Amoyre could be chaylik on a Tana. We find many times the Gemara asks Akasha on an Amoyre. It says in the Mishnah Nitazoi, it says in Abaraisa Nitazoi. So Rab Chaim says Kushad is because an Amoyre would not be Choylik on a Tana. That means if he would have known that a Tana says Faket, he wouldn't have been Choylik. I'm not sure he can't be Choylik. He won't be Choylik. They knew the godless of the Tanoim, so therefore, if he would have known that the Tana said Faket, he would not say what he had said. But if we have an Amoyre that knows what the Tana says, and he knows that the Tana says it, and he says Fakel, if he holds Fakel, and he holds he is bekoyach to be choylik on a Tana, so an Amoyre is also bekoyach to be choylik on a Tana. So therefore, that Gemara, where Rav said that we don't paskin like the Mishnah, Rav knew it was a Mishnah. So even though we don't have to hold Rav Tana who were polik, but if a fellow Rav is an Amir, he's also bekoyach to be chaylik on a Mishnah. Kitanya ahi bebilchas hamozei. Now, we had here a member of a Baraisa. The Baraisa said that an Aveilim is min aminyim. Rabbi Yochanan said, Aveilim eina min aminyan. So the Gemara asked Astire of the Baraisa and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara answered as follows. The Baraisa is speaking about Birchas Hamozei. And Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about the Shure, or the way the Gemara feels, is speaking about Birchas Alchova. Alchova. Let us see Taisvis. Perish bekunteris, but such birchas amozin, lit starif in beis lezimun, that an oval can be mitzurif in beis lezimun, sherehu chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvis. That is what the Braise is telling us. That an oval, als oinon, is potam in ha-mitzvis, but als oval, is chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvis, and therefore, he can be mitzarif lezimun. Ve'ein nira l'ri, dimkein le'osel ha-shminon, Elo the chayiv b'mitzvah. So what is the Braisa telling us? The Braisa isn't telling us chidushim and hilchas zimun. The Braisa is telling us that a novel is chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs. Ablo lemei mebehedye the chayiv b'mitzvahs. Why did it speak about a specific halacha that an novel min ha-minyan, that halacha is speaking about b'chas ha-zimun, and the reason of this halacha is because he's chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs. Say klo! That a novel is chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs. Avol mei mebehedye the chayiv b'mitzvahs. The haflo wants to fa'emfa Rashi, the haflo wants to say that he wants to tell us a din miyuchid legabi zimun. That means even though I know that an oval is chayiv b'mitzvahs, I still would not know his mitzvah lezimun. Why? Because by zimun we need a kvius. That means the three people have to be keveya themselves to eat together. Now we find a very interesting halacha that by Tisha B'av it says we should not make birchas hazimun because fakert each one is sitting on the ground. So fakert is no inyan to make zimun. So be'emes in the haflos says it's saying amir de kechidush. Bizman Chazal, there was Kfiyas Amita, so the oval was sat on Amita Kfuya. The other people are sitting by a shulchan. So I would think, if it would only say that an oval is Chayiv B'chol HaMitzvahs, I would not know his mitzvah of Lezimun. I would say you don't have a Kfiyas Lachil over here. Because he's eating on a mita kfuya, and the others are eating by a shulchan. That's I want to find for Taisus Kash. Boy, now Taisus another Kash Rash. Dim Kain, my porich lay mi birchas aveilim basore, vein aveilim in a minyan. The Gemara asks on the Teretz, we learn birchas aveilim basore, vein aveilim in a minyan, the koma broche bishure miyike. There's no brocha by shore. Elo, so what's pshat? Al-kochoch, ainu birchas ha-mozen. So al-kochoch, you have to say, Rabbi Yechon speaking about birchas ha-mozen. V'hodron kushin leduchten, diktoni v'aveilem min ha-minyin. So by birchas ha-mozen, we learned aveilem min ha-minyin. Rabbi Yechon says, in aveilem min ha-minyin. V'kimnon, b'birchas ha-mozen. Ulepeirish ha-kuntres le-kosh ha-midi. Dechi ktoni v'aveilem min ha-minyin. Ainil stav lezim, loim in avar shechal mishaloi. Avol birchas aveilim shemevorchim bebirchas hamozen, koma Rabbi Yochanan deine min haminyan. So what's the kasha? He was speaking about birchas aveilim, he was speaking about birchas hazimun. Lekach tzorch leforosh kisan yehi bebirchas hamonim, haino birchas aveilim shebebirchas hamozen. Agavuche, there is a nusach in our birchas hamozen, Beitzah Tfilas brings it down, of there's a special nusach by instead of saying uvnei, there's a nusach by aveilim that say nachem. And by the broche revi of atoiva hameitiv, so there's also a special nusach for aveilim, and that's bilchas aveilim. That is, Agmo didn't speak about that. Agmo spoke about that was said berechovo by Shasta Sudas Havro. But there's a nusach kol shive which aveilim say. So therefore Taisva says, not by Rashi says, that Rabbi Yochanan is speaking, that the Baraisa is speaking about birchas aveilim shemavolchem bebirchas amos. Koma, and the Baraisa says that the birchas aveilim is the ovels min haminyin, and Rabbi Yochanan says deinem min haminyin. That's what Taisu wants to say. Kisan yi bebirchas amos, and bebirchas aveilim shebebirchas amos. Mikan mashmet, now Taisu says, shebirchas aveilim shebirchas amos, and lehave elo basore. That you need 10 people to say these birchas aveilim. Midesolek adaiti the makshin, the airi bebirchas aveilim shebebirchas amozin. The makshin held its birchas aveilim shebirchas amozin, become a basore. And Rabbi Yechonon said it's basot. The Gemara only asks us tire. Here it says, you say ein avel min aminyan. The Bais says avel min aminyan. Vavaneich lo bohochi. Ilav mishum dektoni lo bebrais vavel min aminyan. Kein tzorech asores. You need 10 people by birchas avelam. Agavurche the Rishash brings down Tosfos in Megillah, daf chav gimel amid beis, says la haloche birchas avelam does not need asore, and the Rishash brings down a motche in Megillah that even though from our Gemara it would seem that, even though from our Gemara it would seem that you need asore, but la haloche Tosfos holds in Megillah you do not need asore, all you need is a zimon to say that special broch. Elo ki koma Rabbi Yochanan b'chov. I gar sinon elo, mashme de ohu de leel nami maimed berchov. Veteime lomo tzruchu tre mili de Rabbi Yochanan. That, like this we learned before speaking about the shura. Now we're speaking about the broch of the chov. Why do you need these two mili de Rabbi Yochanan? Ahi de lehel vahach, betzoch loime de chode mechlal chabat itma, ahi de lehel mechlal adach. Avoli loiga sin en elo nichet. If you're not going to sell us, it's very good. Delir lairi bishure. Before speaking about the shure, that needs a sore. Pochi berechove. Beloi ponim chadoshes. Umeim reshlishi shal rabbi yechnitz lachshminen. The beponim chadoshes is also an avela min aminyin. That by everything ain't available in a minyan. The inoketahi, if it only say ponim chadoshes, have a minyan ipre. Tav ke miyam rishin ve eilach ein avelim in a minyan. Avo biyam rishin shaykha tvei. Um avorchen lo bela yud in the mashal is moisiv. And there I would say yam rishin avelim in a minyan. Is kamash malon. But if lo yam rishin also is ein avelim in a minyan.